Members, it is our privilege today to have serving as our chaplain, the Reverend Chuck Utzler, who is the Director of Missions with the Grady Baptist Association of Churches. Reverend Utzler is being sponsored today by Representative Richardson. Reverend Utzler, I'd like to invite you to come and lead us in our morning invocation. Members, I'd like to invite you to stand as well as our guest in the gallery for our morning prayer.
If I might read scripture out of the book of 1 Timothy chapter number 2. It is my privilege to come to serve today as chaplain for the day, and I thank Representative Richardson for this invitation. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I've been looking forward to it with great anticipation to be able to come and to pray with you and for you face to face as I have been doing away from this place as well. You do a great service for us, and we're so grateful for you, the work that you do, and we appreciate you very much. I know that occasionally, maybe once in a while, you might hear a complaint from your constituents. One a year, maybe, not too many. But I want you to know that there are people out there who do appreciate you and do pray for you, and it's my privilege today to be here just to say a few words and to lift you up in prayer. So let us pray together at this time. Dear God, how we love you, how we praise you, and how we thank you for this day that we have been given. We thank you for the gift of time. And Father, I lift up the representatives to you today, Lord. Give to them wisdom beyond their own, strength in their weakness. And Father, give them what they need to make the proper decisions today, to enact laws that will not only help us as a great state, but also, God, to enact laws that would honor and glorify you. Father, it's a privilege to live in the United States of America. It's a great privilege to live in Oklahoma. And I thank you for our government, and I thank you that you have placed them in power. And Father, in just a moment, as I read a scripture to remind us of what we should do as citizens to pray for these, God, I thank you for what they do. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. And you can be seated, please. I might read just a scripture. 1 Timothy chapter number 2. We are encouraged to pray for those who are in positions of leadership. And there it says, the Apostle Paul writing to young Timothy, "First of all, then, I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all those who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good, and it pleases God our Savior." Again, I want to thank Representative Phil Richardson. I'm grateful for him and for his representation in Grady County. He does a great job. He's a man of integrity. I've known him many years, and I appreciate him. Isn't that the way we rehearsed it before? And last but not least, certainly I want to introduce, and I say the best for last, sorry Phil, but I say the best for last, my wife, Donna, and she's seated up here. Donna, stand up, please. And as you can see, I'm married way above my head. She is a great wife. And this month we will be celebrating our 33rd wedding anniversary. Thank you so much, and my prayers are with you today and through the rest of the session. May God bless you.
Mr. Floor Leader.